Well, I was going to be totally preaching on something else today. And if you look in your bulletin, you'll see chapter 14. But then I forgot that we had the communion today because we usually have it on the first Sunday and I was gone. And we had moved it to this Sunday. So I had prepared a sermon for the regular amount of time. Those of you that are visiting and have come in and never shared communion with us, we try to never put communion at the end of the service. God has left us with two ordinances. One is communion and one is baptism. And they're both for believers, and they are very important. But what happens a lot of times, if you put communion at the end of the service, that's what it ends up being, the end of the service. And it does not take on the realization of what Christ has done for us. So some of you may be coming back and says, man, that guy only preached 20 minutes, so I'm going back. Well, you'll get a shock if you would come back, because communion starts my sermons on communion Sundays. So it's been going on for a while, and then I just end up talking at the end of it. So we want to encourage you to come back, be a part, if this is your first time. And we are going to have to change the sermon because I only have 20 minutes. So we're going to do something totally different. I hope that is okay. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God, and thank you for the opportunity we have just to open your word. Father, you know my prayer is that you'll move me out of the way, that you have the freedom to say and do whatever to whomever. Father, I pray that you would teach me that others may be taught. And for those of us who need comfort, Lord, I pray you would comfort us. And for those of us who need conviction, Lord, I pray you would convict us. And Lord, may we never leave your presence without changing. In your Son's most holy, precious, and glorious name, we all say, praise God. Now, I would like for you to take your sermon notes or your bulletin, and I want you to scratch out what's on there because we're going to change it. I want you to write overview. Okay? Overview. We need to walk through the seven bowls. We've been in it for a couple of weeks, and we haven't really gone through and done the overview like we did the first seven seals and the seven trumpets. So we're going to do an overview today. If you turn with me to chapter 15, we're going to read verse 1 and 2. And then Doug, I'll tell you when to put that up there, all right? Chapter 15, the book of Revelation, verse 1. And I saw another sign in heaven. Anytime we see this, it means that there is another revelation being revealed, a revelation not about the revelation himself, which is Jesus Christ, but a revelation of what he is going to do. So he says, I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having seven last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and them that had got the victory over his image, and them that had got the victory over his mark, and them that had got the victory over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. We have seen through the book of Revelation a whole aspect of the fifth world dominating kingdom is coming. It is the fifth and final kingdom of the world. Through history and through Revelation, we have talked a lot about the first four world kingdoms that was present. And every world kingdom that has been present in the world today has begun and ended the same way. And that is, they would come in and they would put that nation or that country under siege that they want to destroy. And then once they put it under siege, they would send different campaigns into the area, different wars and different tactics to wear the people down. And then once they thought they had worn the people down, they would come with an all-out attack on that nation and break them down and put them under captivity. Now, every world kingdom that has come before this, the first four world kingdoms, that has come before this one that is coming in the book of Revelation, led by none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, always left people alive so that they could conquer and they could rule and they could lead. And because of that, those people have always had the opportunity to rebel, and that nation is falling apart and that world kingdom is fallen. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I'm not going to do it that way. I'm not going to give the opportunity for anyone to ever rebel against me. He says, after 1,000 years, I'm going to give one opportunity to see who you want to serve. And when that rebellion comes, it's going to be destroyed immediately, then on to the white, great white throne judgment. We'll be talking about that as we go through the book of Revelation. I want you to understand, as we are beginning to the last 7 bowls of God, I want you to comprehend in a small way what God's plan is. It says that it is filled with the wrath of God. The last seven bowls, it says, is filled with the wrath of God. Remember, God says there's going to be an equal opportunity of a filling that he has sent before. Now, this is the church age that we have. And it says, in the fullness of time, and God filled the world with himself and showed what grace and love and mercy was all about. And he said the world is going to reject that fullness of time that the Messiah has come, and he has come in the flesh, and he died on the cross for you and for me to prove how much he loved us. And says the majority of the world rebel in that sacrifice. And he says, because I sent the fullness of grace, there's going to be a fullness of my wrath for the rejection of the fullness of my grace. Now, the first 7 campaigns, the 7 seals, what God has come up on the world, we saw in a small way some of his wrath. Then he brought 7 more in the trumpets. That's 14 campaigns God is going to put on the world. The first 14 is going to last 3.5 years. The last 7, God altogether is going to put 21 campaigns on the world to take over the 5th world dominating ruling kingdom. But he says the last 7 is going to last as long as the first 14. It's going to last 3.5 years, but the only difference between the 7 and the first 14 is the fullness of God's wrath is going to be involved. Now, I thought the seals was bad. Amen? They're not bad. The 7 last bowls is going to make the first 7 seals look like a Disney movie. And then he sent the 7 trumpets. And I said, whoa, the trumpets is bad. And then I understood about the bowls. The bowls is like Dairy Queen. It's going to make the 7 trumpets look like Dairy Queen. You know, whoo. Can you imagine what's going to happen in the last 7 campaigns making the first 14 seem like it's just shaking the water? I know right now you don't understand what I'm saying, do you? It hadn't sunk in yet of what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the fullness of God's wrath. He says the great Babylon is going to fall. None of us understand. Everyone tries to theologicalize, if that's such a word. Everyone tries to make sure that they can say, well, you know, I think Babylon the Great is this, and I think it's this city, and I think it's this power. Let me tell you what I think it is. When he says Babylon the Great is falling, he's saying the world system. But once and for all, God's going to move in, and everything the world is trying to do over and over and over and control and have power, riches, and luxuries, and just live in peace. God says, I'm going to destroy that whole system with the 7 bowls. You got gold, all the gold you could ever want, and it's going to mean nothing. You can have all the silver that you ever wanted in your life, and it's going to mean nothing. You can have the greatest homes that you ever wanted, and God says, I'm going to prove it's nothing. You wanted power? You can have all the power in all the world, and God says, my bowl's going to prove it is nothing. Because I'm going to come in, and I'm going to shake the world up so bad that everything they've ever wanted is going to be proven to be absolutely nothing. That's what God's going to do. See, you and I as believers still believe that power is important to have. Even though we have God on our side, we still believe that luxury is the way to go. That's going to bring me happiness. We believe I can just have a little bit more money than what I got. If I can own a little bit more, if I have a little bit more power in that world system, we're still caught up in that world system. And God says, I am going to wipe it completely out with my bowls. And we're going to run through the bowls.
I hope that's okay.
We're just going to do an overview of the bowls. And then we're going to come back and walk through each bowl. Can't hear you. Amen. We may not know who let the dogs out, but we know who let the bowls out. Can't hear you, church. Now, if this wasn't an impromptu sermon, I would have had the people in the back ready to do a little bumping music when I say who let the dogs out. Amen. But since I had to change it this morning, you got to just put up with my antics. All right. Want to put them up there, bro? Woo-wee! Future bowls. I see you didn't understand what I said. Future. This is coming in the future. Amen. But now you have the presence to make sure you don't stand in the future. All right, you know, encourage the pastor. Chapter 15 and 16 tells us all about the bowls. 15 sets up why the bowls is coming. 16, we're just going to lay it out about these bowls. And we're going to find out that at the end of all these bowls, God is going to bring from the mountain of Megiddo, it's called. He's going to gather everybody just to prove to them that the world system is nothing. He's going to bring all the armies into the mountain of Megiddo. You probably don't remember it as the mountain of Megiddo. Translated. It's translated to Armageddon. Correctly, a Megadon. Gonna be a serious fight going on, Junior. That's a little soul talk I want to throw, you know. Serious fight, Junior. Well, I guess I better stop trying to relate to everybody. Future bowls. 3.5 years is going to last. God says, for once and for all, in the fullness of my wrath, I'm going to break the world's back. Folks, I don't think any of us can truly comprehend what it means, the fullness of God's wrath. You know why I say we can't comprehend that? Because there's a lot of us sitting right here that's never, ever, ever grasp the fullness of his grace and his presence. We can't see what's here. I know we can't comprehend what's coming. Are you ready for this, or should we just close in prayer right there and go home? Huh? Okay. You asked for it. Bowl number one. Boom. Sores on the beast and the fire. Woo! Sores. You ever had a sore? Some of you ladies that buy them shoes, it may be a little small, but it makes your feet look good. You get a blister. Woo! Doctor show. Don't even help. You know what I'm talking about? You have something? How many of you ever had a hurt back? Yeah. You ever hurt? You had the old psychic Elliot? Get thrown off a bull or something? You know? We're talking about sores. Serious sores. God's going to bring sores from whoop. Everybody going to have. You know, some people can go, ooh, I know that must hurt, and give you a little sympathy because they don't have what you got. But everybody's going to have them. sores on top of sores lasting for 3.5 years. Ow! Nothing in the drugstore going to relieve these sores. God's going to make them grow. You know, you don't even want to be around people. Come on, be honest, you Christian people. You don't even want to be around people who got eczema. What's that? Eczema. Ooh. Everybody with runny sores. Who, from the beast down to his followers, God's going to sore them up, boy. Praise the Lord. Oh, do you want to be here? No. Bowl number 2. See if we can get a strike. All sea life dead. Got to do it. It missed them, didn't it? Bowl, strike. 10 pins down. Okay, good. All right. All sea life is dead. Oh, can you imagine what it's going to be like? What's going to happen to the whole fishing industry? In a matter of one command from God, gone. Everything people have built to make their life for years and years and years and years, gone, dead. Oh, the environmentalist is going to be uptight. All salmon, gone. Might as well let us catch them now. Amen. See, as a Christian, man, we know what we're talking about. We say, catch the sucker, fry them up. God's going to kill them anyway. Boom. Wait till we talk about this. It's going to be serious. I mean, this is serious. We're talking about God being serious. Man. Bowl number 3. Woo. Rivers and streams become blood. Ooh. You know how many people are going to be mad? The whole system said, buy waterfront property. People are going to spend thousands of dollars just to see the river turn. Margot, come and look at this. I mean, just God's going to go boom. Well, I don't think we ought to play in the river today. Something seems to be a little wrong with that. Now, we got to laugh at this because it's going to get serious when we start breaking it down. Because we're talking about full wrath of God to turn. He's going to kill everything ever alive in the sea, in the rivers, waters, lakes. He says, I'm going to turn up what it means. Everything you've ever worked for and everything the world ever told you it takes to be successful and happy, I'm going to destroy. Bowl number 4. Ooh. Talk to me. God says, I'm going to turn the bowl of heat. He said, oh, the scientists say, oh, we're worried because it's going to nova. Our sun's going to nova. Oh, nova. Everyone know what nova means? It means no go. That's why Chevrolet couldn't sell any novas in South America and other places. You wouldn't go and buy a car that says won't go, will you? Nova, our son's going to Nova. It's not going to go anymore, and we're going to freeze to death. Oh! God says, don't worry about them. Don't worry about the scientists. It's going to really go well a little later on. I'm going to make sure the sun go well because I'm going to turn up the heat. What you going to do when your air condition melts? And a half years, I'm like, turn it up. Ow! Ah! Ah! No, it's one thing for white people to have enough heat to turn brown. Can't hear you now. It's one thing for white people to burn and tan and peel. God said, oh, I'm going to let everyone have some effect on this. Brother's going to be peeling and burning up, too. Some of you are going, I thought they already did burn. When you're not pigment challenged, it's hard to burn, you know. But God said, there's the people down there, Lord, still, they're still coming. Folks, tell me, up here in Seattle, it gets to be 90, and we're complaining. God said, what is it going to be like if you step outside your house? You're dead immediately. Ooh. You got to ask, what kind of God is that? One that's mad he's been rejected. Wait till we break this one down. You ain't seen nothing yet, Jack. How about bowl number 5? Beast, kingdom, dark. God says, I'm just going to darken everything around. I'm going to remove the light. Now, it's one thing to be hot during the day. Come on, folks. It's one thing to be hot during the day, but do you know how it is when you just burn it up at night? Oh, you don't want nobody to even touch it. You remember that? You know, I don't even get close to me. Dark and hot. Ooh, fish dying, everything in the sea dying. You ever smell low tide? Can't hear you. You ever been around the ocean at low tide? Stuff done died and the wind's blowing? Santa Ana is going to hit and blowing with bad smells too. Because when everything in the sea dies, the worst thing is most of it don't sink, it floats when it dies. And can you imagine what the water on the whole earth is going to smell like when everything in it is dead? God said, me! You rejected me! I'll show you! He said, well, God act like he's having a temper tantrum. That's your point of view. You know, a lot of my kids think I have a temper tantrum when I discipline them. To them, because of their immaturity, it seems like a temper tantrum. But because I'm in control, it shows discipline. God says, how can you ever think that I throw a temper tantrum when I am never out of control? I'm just going to judge. Bowl number 6. Uh-oh. Anybody know what's going to happen there? We're going to talk about that. We're going to break it down. But the minute the Euphrates died, the natural boundary front to the east is going to be done away with. You remember us talking when we were going through the seals and the trumpets, when we talked a little bit about that army of 200 million soldiers out of China? You know why it's so hard for China to destroy the world right now? Natural boundaries. God says, I'm going to turn the world loose on each other. I'm not only going to destroy it, I'm going to let the world destroy it, and I'm going to remove every natural boundary that's in the way. He's going to dry up the whole Euphrates area so they can drive their tanks and march. And remember, when they march, they're marching under the control of demons. They're going to be demon-possessed. 200 million soldiers demon-possessed. I'm going to tell you, that's going to be some serious stuff. But you got one great thing going for you. It's the future. You still got the present to make some good decisions. Amen. Some of you seem like you're in shock. If you think me talking about it will put you in shock, wait till you experience it. As for me and my house, I want to be in heaven, feast of the Lamb, looking down, sucking on a rib bone.
That pastor is sick, isn't he? Oh, come on, you can say it.
Don't you say that, I'm a sensitive man. Bowl number 7. Boom. Anyone know what 7 means in Scripture? It always represents God, perfectness, finished, completed. It is done. When God turned the 7th bowl loose, he's saying, it is done. Let me show you what's going to happen on the 7th. The first 6 is bad, but let me show you what's going to happen on the 7th. Next slide. Remember, every one of those campaigns that God sent, in each one he sent a little earthquake. Remember that? One of the shakes man up and they scream and say, oh, let me die, let me die. And they won't be able to die. Remember that? Oh, what do you think an earthquake with all the wrath of God in it is going to be like? The closest I can come to is this, folks. There will not be one mountain standing. There will be no more mountains after this earthquake. Remember that little shaker we had here in Bellevue? Got everyone shook up around his leg. The Baptists got mad because they thought everyone was dancing.
Did I say that?
Well, great earthquake. Well, wait till we get into that. We're going to break it down. Next slide. Watch this. Boom! Babylon the Great is destroyed. Told it. After God gets through, folks, with the seven bowls, Babylon, the world system, the power producing, trying to take over and control the world, God's going to totally, 100% destroy it. It's going to be gone. As for me and my house, we want to walk with God. This is future. This is now. What a glorious time to be right with God. Can't hear you. As you leave today, this is for church members, please. Not visitors, not those that are not believers. We have boxes by the door for benevolence. Every communion Sunday, we have benevolence boxes to help those in need. But let me close with this statement to you. What you and I really need, you can't put in a box. What you and I really need is the love of Jesus Christ. And now that you can accept him according to grace, not have to bow down to him in the fullness of his wrath. But I just want to tell you, it is coming. As true as the day is Sunday, it is coming. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for being our God. You are wonderful, great. You are loving. You are kind. You are our Savior, our God, our Lord, our eternal hope. May all that are here never, ever think differently. Except you. As their Lord and Savior. Right now, here I am, Lord. I believe you. Lord, I don't want to fall under your wrath. I want to fall under your love and forgiveness. Thank you for hearing me. Thank you for forgiving me. I believe you're God. I believe you died on the cross in my place. I believe you was buried. I believe 3 days later you rose again. I believe you're now at the right hand of the throne of God listening to my prayer. Thank you for saving me. Help me to understand what I need to say to others to keep them from experiencing what I almost got myself. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a wonderful Sunday.